Later today, four football teams will face off in the NFL playoffs. The winners will compete in the Super Bowl next month. One of the quarterbacks playing today has a special spot in the heart of a teenage girl. Jill Singer, a freelance writer from Laguna Hills, California, explains the connection.
My daughter Jacqueline is a Southern California girly girl, which means she carries a Chanel lip gloss in her purse, an iPhone in her pocket, and doesn't miss an episode of America's Next Top Model. Despite appearing a bit LA'd out, her roots are far from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood. She lived a decade in Wisconsin and is a certifiable cheesehead, from her yearning for fried cheese curds to her passion for the Green Bay Packers. Despite now living among the rich, famous, and indulged, Jacqueline's hero isn't one of the starlets of her time. It's Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Her bedroom is a shrine to number four. While her friends pleaded for a new car for their Sweet 16, Jacqueline only wanted a signed Favre jersey. Her game day ritual includes wearing the jersey a full 24 hours. When I ask her if she is ever taunted for her choice of clothing, she answers sternly, "What would it matter? We're talking Brett Favre." Favre's drive to win against all odds is magical in Jacqueline's eyes. When she failed her driving test for the second time, she sobbed long and hard. "I hired a driving instructor again to give her additional lessons, but she still lacked confidence. Then, in a last-ditch effort to get Jacqueline back in the driver's seat, I told her Brett Favre would certainly find the courage to face the dreaded road test again. Jacqueline agreed to return to the DMV for the third time. She got behind the wheel, the solemn-faced examiner in the passenger seat. She looked out the window and mouthed, "Brett Favre, our secret signal for determination." She took off down the road. I hoped the thought of Favre would inspire her to emerge victorious. It did. When she finished the test, she jumped out of the car, her provisional license in hand, and did her own version of the Lambo leap into my arms. Last week, Jacqueline snagged a 50-yard line seat at Lambeau Field and watched the Packers beat the Seattle Seahawks in a snowstorm. She witnessed her hero do what he does best: keep his cool, stay focused on the goal, inspire others to greatness, and lead from his hands, heart, and soul. Jacqueline came back to California wearing a new Packers t-shirt. It says simply, "Favre for president in 08. I'd vote for that.
Jill Singer is a freelance writer who lives in Laguna Hills, California. This is NPR News.